This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
And the next grand final.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company on a Friday. The sun is shining as we get ready for Melbourne and Brisbane at the MCG. Somber day.
Yes.
Somber day, the passing of the great Queen Elizabeth. What an incredible life that woman led. We're going to get to more of that soon, but as we pause to think about that, there's lots to enjoy. We've got David Hayes, speaking of the magnificent monarch, because he trained for her and got on well with her. So we're going to speak to him about all of that. Brag artists we'll get to. Some nice feedback from Rosie Walton. Chris Lewis joins us from the Melbourne Storm ahead of their elimination final coming up. Idiot song,
Yes. Really
bad joke. So yes. You can't. 2 hours doesn't sound any better than that.
No.
Hello to you, Fat Boy.
G'day, Jimmy Boy. David Hayes chained a bold sniper for the Queen, Jim, and it won. That was her first winner in Australia. So we'll talk to Hazy about that. Great innings, 96.
Yep. She loved Bill and knew a lot about horseflesh.
Oh, she'd love. I think she. Somewhere I read she has had 2,000 winners.
Mm.
That's winners. So I don't know how many horses she's owned, but 96. She oversaw, Jim, 15 prime ministers, including Liz Truss, just the other day.
It just started.
She met her, Tuesday? So and owned at least 30 corgis. She loved the dogs. She loved the horses. So it is
she
a
She was
sad
actually
day.
A very sort of qualified equestrian herself.
Yes.
Very, very handy on horseback. She devoted her life to horses, and they loved her and she loved them.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. But you do love Fridays. Footy tonight, of course, Jim. Big game there. You're at the MCG. And then you're racing tomorrow and you pull out the early oil. Form guide, and you just
early
flick through.
Oil.
Well, that's it, Jim. You flick through Flemington tomorrow. I just love Fridays. And hello, rabbits.
All of us children who are still at home think continually of our friends and relations who have gone overseas, who have travelled thousands of miles to find a wartime home and a kindly welcome in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and the United States of America. My sister is by my side, and we are both going to say goodnight to you. Come on, Margaret. Good night, children. Good night, and good luck to you all.
Wow. How old is the Queen there?
That was her first ever address. In 1940, she was 14 years old.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
Have you watched the series The Royals?
No.
It's actually brilliant. Mm. I didn't get all the way through it, I must admit. I got about halfway through, but it is brilliant. So if you're now wanting to know a bit more about Queen Elizabeth, an extraordinary woman, have a look at it. It's a very entertaining series.
The Crown.
Oh, The Crown.
The Crown. Yes, exactly. A nice little rappy today.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Big news at Brisbane. Joe Danaher out, Jim. His partner has gone into labour, so he's made the decision to stay with her, which is good. Yep. Well done to him. But I'll tell you what, I reckon on Tuesday or Wednesday on PointsBet app, they were $3.50, the lines. $3.50. They're out to $4.60.
Ooh.
They've drifted, Jim. They have drifted.
They
so.
Have. You know what, Bill? Yes. I totally understand what Joey's doing and has no issue with it at all, and he's in exactly the right spot where he should be. But I actually think they may now structure up better. to take on this incredible Melbourne defensive unit.
So, yes, you're right. So you'd bring in a smaller, whippy type, I don't know if there's another Charlie
Pressure
Cameron
forward.
Or Zach Barley or someone like that, and you'd have the, you'd just kick the dirty ball in there.
That's
you'd kick it along the ground or out in front. You wouldn't kick it long and high. Because that sets up Lever and May, doesn't it?
Well, certainly the last two times they've tried to do that, they've been pumped by 10 goals each time. So they've got to do something different.
Exactly.
Maybe their hand has been forced.
Okay. Good news at North Melbourne. Big Todd Goldstein has signed on again, Jim. One-year deal.
Yeah, I love it. The gold man will play his 300th game as a Kangaroo. He's been a star.
He has. 295 games he has played thus far, Jim. So he'll play that next year. I think he'll become the sixth North Melbourne player to play 300 games.
Five he'll still be a fair way behind little Boom Boom.
Boom Boom. But I think five of them, Jim, have been, in the last 10 years? It's been unbelievable at North Melbourne there. Luke Bruce at Hawthorn has signed a one-year extension. So he plays next year and the year after. There's the Brewster.
Good.
He's been a good player.
Very.
Andrew Brayshaw said he's never been tempted to head home to Victoria, saying he's very happy at Frio as he prepares for his 100th game, Jim.
Oh, no, little Mekong Steve.
Well
so
done.
He's got family members flying in from everywhere tomorrow night to enjoy that.
And the Dockers have said, this is interesting, Jim, they're not, if they win, they're not flying home. They're staying in Melbourne for the rest of the final series.
Bloody hell.
Depends how far they go, but that's interesting, yes.
That is interesting.
Mm. The AFL has announced that flags will be flown at half-mast at the MCG ahead of both the AFL semi-finals this week. Also a minute's silence, Jim.
Yep.
All AFLW games, VFL games, NRL games, and they're half-mast on the Westgate Bridge.
Here as I look, Bill, above the big jumbo screen, so as it should be.
Did you watch the cricket last night? That was unbelievable. Australia actually did well to get to 195.
They did.
Well, Stark and Hazelwood put on about 50 at the end, the last wicket. New Zealand all out, 82.
Bill, I only saw a little bits of the opening ball attack from Australia. They couldn't put bat on them.
No, could not, Jim. So
Sean Abbott went nuts.
Well, five overs, 2-for-1. Five overs, 2-for-1.
And Bill, they couldn't hit the ball.
I know. And Kane Williamson is a very good bat. We know that. And Zampa got 5-for-35 there. Steph Gilmore has won her 8th world surfing title. 8th, Jim.
Yep,
brilliant. Which eclipses Lane Beachley for the most women's championships. So well done to Steph Gilmore there. And I've got a new cult hero in the women's tennis.
Go on.
The US Open finals are on, Jim, between Iga
Swiatek.
Thank you. And Ons Jabeur.
Jabeur, yeah.
Jabeur, that's the final. So Jessica Pegula is out. She got beaten, Jim. So she turns up to the presser, the post-match presser, drinking a Heineken.
Really?
Yes, I love her.
Darcy Main from ESPN.com. I like the Heineken.
I've been trying to pee for doping, so although it does help ease the loss.
She's rocked up with a Heineken. She's trying to pee for doping,
Jim.
But good on her. Well done, Jess. That's my favourite player. And, of course, Storm play tomorrow in a big elimination final. Thank you, Rabbits.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So that's it. I did a lot of work that you just couldn't give a
And right now we're joined by one of the world's most renowned horse trainers, Bill, in David Hayes.
Spot on, Rabsy. Good bloke too. Currently in Hong Kong. But David, welcome to the show. You trained for the Queen. You actually trained her first Australian winner. What was that like? And welcome to the Rush Hour, Dave.
Nice to be on the show, Bill and fellas. It was a great experience. She was an absolute horse lover and right into the detail of horse training. And to have a winner for her and being the first in Australia was an honour. But I got a few nervous phone calls by me.
Yes.
The first call I used to talk to her manager.
Yep.
And the first call I got was, I told the manager on the Friday before the Bart Cummings Stakes, the lead up to the Melbourne Cup, I reckon the Queen's horse can win, I told him. And said, oh, well, Her Majesty will ring you on Saturday night. And I said, great, I'd love to talk to her after a win. That'll be good. Well, lo and behold, the horse hung like a mongrel and ran last.
and
so I thought, oh, well, I won't be hearing from Her Majesty. Lo and behold, at about 8 o'clock, the phone rang, private number, and a lady said, it's Buckingham Palace. Have you got 5 minutes for Her Majesty? And, of course, I went through my mind. I thought, I wonder if freaking Hamish and Andy are doing a prank call on me. I sort of wasn't sure, but anyway, I took it. And anyway, I didn't know what to say or what to do. And they found her in the library, and she said, is that you, David? And I said, yes, speaking, man. And she said, tough day in the office? And I said, oh, yes, it was. And anyway, she put me at ease, and she was lovely.
Yeah.
But I said to her in closing in the phone call, I said, look, I've reviewed everything I've done with the horse. And the only thing I would change is I would take the pacifiers off.
Yeah.
And she said, what are pacifiers? And I said, they're these mesh things over the horse's eyes. And basically, and I meant to tell her that they're to keep the horse relaxed.
Yeah.
But I actually said, they're actually, you put them there on to slow them down. And she said, that certainly worked, didn't it?
And, well, what about Bold Sniper? That was the first winner I think you trained. She would have been happy with that.
Yeah, that was Bold Sniper before we worked him out. He was a prick of a horse.
A prick of a horse.
And Bold Sniper, actually, another interesting story, interaction I had with the Queen was, Bold Sniper had won at Moonee Valley, so it was all good news.
Yeah.
And I happened to be at the Crows game at Adelaide Oval, and I got a message on my phone. It was 50,000 people screaming. It was a close game. And I got a message on my phone, said, have you got 5 minutes for Her Majesty? And that was a call I wanted to take because I had good news and the horse had won. So I got up from my seat and I ran into some of the VIP areas,
yeah.
And they kept kicking me out. They said, no, you can't come in here. You can't come in here. And I said, look, I've got a really important phone call and I have to be in complete silence. And they said, no, I'm sorry. And I said, look, I trained for the Queen. I trained a winner for the Queen. And the Queen's about the bloody ring. Just give me a bit of space. And the bloke went, all right. And he let me. And so I was in the toilet of some VIP room talking to the Queen.
Hey, David, did you ever go over to her own equestrian setup? Apparently it was unbelievable, the stables and everything else. Did you ever get over there?
Look, I never did, but I went to the royal meeting, which is her meeting, and Prue and I and Ben actually were there with Red Kirk Warrior, a good horse I trained. And we got a message that the Queen would like to have afternoon tea with us, which was a huge thrill to meet her. You know, she is such a wonderful lady.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. And, mate, she did. I think she had 2,000 winners or something, I read, Dave, which is just unbelievable. How many horses did she own?
Oh, she has a lot of horses. I think she had 100 mares, so, you know, she raced all the progeny. So she was truly one of the biggest owners in the world and really loved it and loved the attention to the detail. She was truly a pleasure to train for.
And she was also an accomplished equestrian herself.
Yes, and like a daughter rode in the Olympics, so they're a real horsey family.
Yeah.
Now, what are you up to, please? Well, you're in Hong Kong. Where do we find you?
Oh, he's over there, Jim. Good racing over there, Dave. You like it over there?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a job in Hong Kong at the moment and letting the boys do the work at home. and we start racing this Sunday for the new season.
All right. And you're still training for Mr. Yip. He's been good for you over the years.
Yeah. There's some new versions of Mr. Yip, which is nice.
Hey, what about your young fella, poor old Will, who was at the Western Bulldogs, went to Carlton, only there for, not long, and got delisted, which is a shame, but he's kicked on.
Yeah, he unfortunately got delisted last week.
Yeah.
And loved it at Carlton and really great club. They were great to deal with, he said.
Yeah.
And he was disappointed, of course, but the stable's got one of the top market fancies in the Melbourne Cup. And he's straight onto the tools and he's training a horse over there at Newmarket and Ireland at the moment to get ready for the Melbourne Cup.
What's it called, please?
Come on, we're writing it in our books.
Sure, it's got a funny name. It's named after an Italian mafia person called Camorra. It's called Camorra.
C-A-M-O-O-W-A.
And it's running in the Irish St. Ledger, which is a big lead-up race this Sunday.
Yep.
And then Will's going to be looking after it to the Cup. So one door's closed, and you never know. He'll be all over the Melbourne Cup horse. So he's gone from football to where he belongs, racing.
Good on him. $13, it, Jim.
Thanks very much for joining us and giving us an insight into what it was like to train horses for the Queen. What a great story.
Thank you.
See you, Hazy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
you do that.
Chris Lewis from the Melbourne Storm, not too far away, plus an idiot song and Rosie Walton as well.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded a life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them?
Yeah,
You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
All right, so Brag Artist time, Fat, and I'm Brucey Laird walking out to face Andy Roberts because I was going to get some cash. From Coventry Street yesterday.
Coventry or Clarendon?
Clarendon, yeah. So I'm walking down past Coles there to the ATM. And this bloke comes past me the other way and he's making a lot of noise about Jimmy Brayshaw and all the rest of it. And he comes up, he's got the big grip for the high five and all the rest of it. And he uttered a whole lot of stuff, Bill, that I really didn't get my ears around.
But he
was being really friendly, you know. So I said, good on you, mate. Great meeting you too. Have a great day. See you later, mate. And kept walking to the ATM.
Good boy. Well done.
This older lady than me was walking in front of me.
Yeah.
And as I'm sort of coming up to go past her to go to the ATM, she said, geez, you took that well.
Oh.
I said, I don't even know what he said. She said, he said, you're his second favourite commentator behind Anthony Hudson.
Oh, and you didn't understand it. You didn't hear it.
I did not understand a word he said.
And you're high-fiving him, Jim.
I'm going, good on you, mate. Well, thanks for that. See you later, all the rest of it. So my brag artist is that according to a bloke on Clarendon Street, I'm his second favourite.
You're so unbelievable.
Well, I got a brag artist.
Yes.
It's for the girls here at Triple M. And I've just noticed it today, Jim, only 3 minutes ago.
But
they're walking around with a drinks trolley.
Hello?
In the office. And they're offering drinks to anyone in the office. Of course, we can't have a drink because we're on air.
And I'm in...
You're unbelievable.
But I think that's a good initiative, team building, all that. So they're walking around giving everyone a little drink.
What, are you parting with anyone?
No. All free of... Fock, Jim. Free of charge. Fock.
I wouldn't be going with that anymore, Bill. I'd leave that just free of charge.
I think that's nice. Well done, Triple M and the bosses. I like that, Jim.
$200.
Right, giving away wraps.
$200 Neverland store voucher. Of course, their warehouse sale is back 9th to the 11th of September. Prices from just $15, if you don't mind. 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Don't miss out. We've also got a double pass to the Bledisloe Cup, plus a couple of our hats to give away.
Oh, good hats.
I love it. All right, 133353. Ring us now with your Friday brag artist.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Not too much.
Right now, it's Friday Brag Artist.
Yeah, it's 133353 there, Jimmy boy, at the MCG. Mm-hmm. And I think we got Steph in there. G'day, Steph.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Good. Your brag artist, please.
Well, it is the end of season soccer trip for the lads and I.
Ooh.
And I thought I need to get out of here early. I punched away all day at work. Very short lunch break. Not like yours, Bill. Mine was very short.
Yeah, it's good.
And then got out of there. The boss comes around and goes, all right, off you go. 3:30. See you later.
Ooh.
You're so unbelievable.
And that's good. You're on your way to where, Steph?
We're going up to Sorrento.
Ooh, good.
Ooh, nice down there.
What's that
Sorrento
big joint?
Hotel?
Yeah.
Sorrento
or
Hotel.
The Conti.
And the Conti.
At the Conti. So go and eat at the Conti and then you go to the Sorrento Hotel. You'll have a great weekend, Steph.
Thank you very much, boys. Will do.
Behave yourself.
Good down there, Bill.
Oh, very,
very nice down there. Jeff's in East Warburton.
He is. Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeff.
How you going, guys? Jim, Bill. Brag, 33 years since our last premiership. So on last Sunday, we broke the drought. So since 89, we haven't won a premiership since 89 for the Powtown Footy Club.
Powtown,
is it?
Yep, that's correct.
33 years, a long, long time.
Is that what it celebrated, Jeffrey?
I certainly did, Jim. I think, well, Some took the whole week off. Some had to go back to work. But Wednesday night, they got kicked out of a pub.
Got kicked out of a pub on Wednesday night.
Oh,
how good.
Hey, well done. That is good. 33 years. Long, long time. Shane in Mornington. Hello, Shane.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Shane. Bragging about?
So last night, took the six-year-old daughter to a daddy-daughter movie night that was run by the primary school.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, she fell asleep.
Oh, no.
I watched the whole thing.
Beyond your
what head. Was it?
The movie was Bad Guys.
Oh.
You're so unbelievable.
Bill, that's a bad result.
Why?
You're only going there to please your daughter and
no.
What's the film she wants to watch?
I think it's good.
She fell asleep. You got to sit there and go through it all.
What's Bad Guys like, Shane?
It wasn't too bad, actually, for a kids' movie. It's about stealing gold and from a bank, actually, believe it or not.
Right up. Good work.
All right,
yeah, I like
stay
that.
Stay there.
Yep. Mickey in Parkdale. G'day, Mick.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What do you got for us, Mickey boy?
I've delivered my 75th mental health first aid training session today. So, you know, it's a course designed to have the conversations with people that we might notice those important signs in. And I think with Are You OK Day yesterday, it's important to remind everyone that Are You OK Day is every day. So, yeah, it's something I'm pretty proud of.
You're so unbelievable.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
75th mental health training session. What would be the main bit of it, just so you could tell everyone on the radio right now, Mick?
The most important part is, you know, having the mental health first aid action plan and having the guide and structure of the things that we know how to have those conversations with people, whether it be work colleagues, family, friends, sporting teammates, just noticing those signs and, you know, not being afraid or ashamed to have those conversations with the people we care about.
Yep. Spot on.
Well done, Mick.
Yeah, well
great
done.
Work you're doing.
Good on
thanks
you.
For that. Stay there. Stevie's in Yarra Junction. Hello, Stevie.
Stevie.
Jing, Bill, how we doing?
Yes, Jingy's there at the MCG. What do you got for us, Stephen?
Just recently I received my 10-year service medal for the CFA.
You're unbelievable.
Again, very important work, Bill.
Exactly. Are you in the CFA or you?
I am, yeah, with Yarra Junction.
Good on you.
Well, you'd think he would be, Bill, if he's had 10 his 10-year
It could be
medal.
A volunteer or something.
Yes, well, volunteer
still,
up there.
Probably is, Bill.
Still it's the CFA.
Still CFA and been in there for 10 years.
All right. Well done, Stephen.
Anyway, stay there, Steve.
Good on you, Steve.
Guys. Ned joins us. Hello, Ned.
From Greta.
Yeah, g'day, Jim, Bill. How you going?
How's Greta?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty wet, mate. Had
bloody
a fair bit of rain last night. And I'll just say this before I get to the bullshit bragger thinger.
Get your finger on the button.
Many
right?
years ago, me and my dad used to go and break in horses at a place called Gerildery for Phil Sweeney. And Fat had a big reputation there of kicking the football over the silo.
Yes.
Now, whether that's bullshit or not, I don't know. But,
I suspect it is, Ned.
No, it's true.
So do I, Jim. But in 1977, Lizzie and Phil were in the Adelaide Hills at a place called Kersbrook.
Yes.
And Lizzie was a big fan of the horses. And they had quarter horse sprint races, and a horse called Jet Master won the sprint race. My dad was big mates with the trainer.
Yeah.
Lizzie presented the rosette around the horse's neck. I was sitting on the horse. That's my claim to fame.
Oh, with the queen.
With the queenie. And there
good.
Was actually a photo of that.
When you were seven.
When I was seven, yes.
Wow. Well, Ken Sweeney's a very good trainer still, and that's who you would have broke the horses in for. He was a great
drill. I did indeed, Billy.
Great.
Yes, and you had a massive reputation there at the Colony pub, mate.
Yes,
big
I did.
Big reputation.
Great pub there.
The reputation exceeding what he was actually able to deliver.
I kicked 100 goals there, Ned.
I don't reckon you would have.
Keep it in check, mate.
Yeah.
Who are we giving prizes to here, please?
Well, there's some good ones today, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
I like
Jeff from East Warburton, and I love that.
33 years without
Powell
a premiership.
Town.
Yeah, Powell
33 years. Yes.
Tim Powelltown.
Yeah,
yes.
We're going to send you to the Bledisloe Cup, mate, because it's back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010. Next Thursday at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Don't miss out. You've also got two of our yellow Terry Towling Rush Hour hats.
Oh, I think we should send some hats to our mate Ned at Greta. Because he'd wear them, I reckon. You'd love some Terry Towling Rush Hour hats.
You're spot on, mate.
There we go. We'll send a couple of hats to Ned as well.
And what else we got? We've got to give something to Mick, who's had his 75th mental health training.
Mick, you've got a $200 Neverland store voucher, mate. Shop in-store or online.
Amazing. Thank you. I actually ripped the ass out of my jeans yesterday. So.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect, Mickey boy.
Okay. It wasn't real handy when I was about to do four presentations for Are You OK Day, but I'll put that to good use. Thank
well
you
done.
Very much.
Well done, mate. Yeah, that is good.
So nice helping.
Good helping. What about Ned? He's a character.
Oh, Ned.
You got a reputation.
Got a big reputation.
Kicking balls over silos.
Just not kicking goals. I was kicking goals off the field.
The Colonial?
Yeah. The Colonial. Good pub.
Was it?
Good pub, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not if you're kicking goals there.
None of those things actually happened. Anyway, Rosie Walton next. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. You were trying to be a smart ass.
I was.
And when it backfires on you, I love it.
Yeah.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
It's been a big day, Hose.
It has. I'm a little bit sad today, the old Queenie going. Yeah. Lizzie, I think she reminded me of my grandmother for so many years and to the point where they kind of looked a little similar in some ways. And I'm like, why is Grandma on the Bicky tin? Like, I didn't understand who she was or why she was there, but she was always just somebody that we all looked up to for some reason. She drove trucks during the war. She, like, learned how to be a mechanic. She rode motorbikes. She was a bit of a – she had, like, a good spark to her. And whether you like the monarchy or not, I think everybody had a little bit of respect for her. And
good.
It's a very sad passing. But we love – we're talking about this off air. James, you loved as well. In 2012 for the Olympics, she got together with Daniel Craig as James Bond.
So good.
For the opening of the Olympics. And she had James Bond visit in her office and she's doing her paperwork and then she turns around. It's a little bit hard to hear, but here's a bit from the video.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
And then that, she and the corgi was, got in the heli.
That was beamed live into the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
100,000 people. And the crowd erupted.
It was
just ridiculous.
And then for this year, for her Platinum Jubilee, she did a little video with Paddington
this
Bear.
Was
it was
good.
Really sweet. So
I
again,
like this.
She's in her office and she has tea with Paddington Bear.
Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies.
So do I. I keep mine in here.
Oh.
For later.
In here being her very famous black handbag.
Yes.
That was really good. That was cute.
Very cute.
It was.
Now to some feedback. Less cute.
Well, by the way, Dennis Lilly met her, didn't he, Jim?
Yep, he did at the centenary test just out here in front of where I'm sitting and asked her for an autograph.
And?
And she declined. Politely declined, but then sent a photo later on from Buckingham Palace of her. I don't know what she wrote on it, but wrote a note to him, and it arrived in the post sometime later.
Oh,
and your mate Bluey's been talking about meeting the Queen as well. He was on breakfast radio this morning in Adelaide and tipped a few people in for their behaviour at the time.
Ooh.
Well, you do, if you play lucky enough to play for Australia at the Lord's Test in England, I don't know, I think it's the second morning at lunchtime. There's always a lineup for the Queen. And so Bluey would have done that in 97.
Yes. He was saying that there was an issue and so the Queen couldn't go to them. So they went to the Queen. So they're invited to Buckingham Palace.
Right.
And Warney was there, of course, and everybody. And I think it was Ricky Ponting who dropped a scone on the floor and then had to quickly clean it up before
Her
Majesty came in.
Never dropped a catch in slips, but he dropped a scone.
Very nervous.
Scone.
Oh, come on.
I have an early brag from Facebook that came through this morning.
Please.
Hi, JB, Billy, Rabs, Rosie, and everyone. I'm in and out of the car tonight, and I'm worried I will miss the Friday brag artist because I'd love to call in. So here we go. My twin boys play for Nana Goon Junior Footy Club and are playing in the only grand final for the entire footy club this Sunday. They're in the under-10s. They are seriously pumped playing the undefeated team. However, when they met last year, they only lost by 1 point.
Ooh.
So good luck, everybody, at Nana Goon Junior Footy Club on Sunday.
Good. Nana Goon.
That's Lockie Hansen territory.
It is.
Is it?
And Tom Papley.
No, Papa.
Yes.
Little Papa.
Where the racetrack is there.
Right.
Isn't it? Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
Tainong.
That's from Karen Lawler, who also mentioned that she got the Volunteer of the Year award for the West Gippsland Junior Football Competition. So well done to you, Karen, and your boys.
Well done,
Brilliant.
Karen.
People like Karen. Make footy
they
clubs.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Especially the girls in the tuck shop who yep. make the nice hamburgers and hot dogs and coffees.
Steam the dimmies.
Oh,
love a steam dimmy at the footy.
I love a fried.
Another message. Mm. Hello, mm-hmm. King of Kings, Fat Bins, Rabbits, Mumps, Bartholomew and Hose.
Yes.
You got them all there.
Got them.
My name is Daniel. I'm a baggage handler at Melbourne Airport and work very long hours. My family live in Portland, which is a four-hour drive away, and I do the trip there and back twice a week. The hours are long and the work is tiring at the airport, but the best part of my week is driving down and back and listening to the catch-up on the Listener app. Even spelled it properly. Well done. Oh. I've had some pretty dark times in the last year, and your show always makes me smile and laugh hysterically all the time. I just wanted to say thanks for making the trip each week enjoyable.
Oh.
The only bad thing about the trip is going past Geelong. Even on the Geelong Ring Road, you still see those shitty lights. Oh, keep up the good work, Daniel. And thanks for the laughs, Daniel. Oh,
that's a good Daniel. Message.
Hey, nice. It was very nice. He doesn't have to go there.
Yeah. Well, it's true, because it did disappoint me when I was driving back from Cole. I can
you see him.
Yeah, you can.
You can see him, and that's it.
They weren't
you
even
know what
on
Daniel will do soon? Go on strike.
Oh, have a listen to Bill.
Really?
Guess where your luggage is going next time you fly to Fiji.
I hope that's what happens.
Oh, mate. Come on, Daniel.
Okay, one quick one from Lindsay Ryan. Dear Hose/feedback, for years I've been of the opinion that Bill's jokes simply aren't there. Poor quality, poor content, and of course, incomprehensible delivery.
Yeah.
And as a result, I've sided with fellow WA produce King of Kings. But yes. This week, not bad. Oh. I'm now of the unbiased opinion that Jing may need to reassess his stance on said jokes and get around the big old fat no mirror in the apartment bins and maybe give him a bit. Not a lot, but just a yes. bit. Go well, Catters, Lindsay from Subiaco.
Good.
I would suggest Lindsay stays listening for about an hour and five. Just see if
they
he
get
has
better.
The same view.
Well, I'm due for a poor one. I've had a very good week. Very, very good week.
I'm due for a poor one.
See the Cryo Bay Roadhouse and put up a little story with you talking
yes.
over the top.
Yes. Thanks to our little my little review of the Cryo Roadhouse
yes,
the other day.
Exactly.
Thank you, Cryo Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And thank you, Rosie.
No worries.
Well done, Hose.
See you, Hose.
Add some stuff about yesterday's joke. That's going to have to wait till next week.
Is it good? I hold the song.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I got the arse from KFC because I talk too much.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much. Triple M.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, all thanks to our mates at Chemist Warehouse, by the way. Their half-price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for just half-price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day, boys.
It's all half price, as you said. It's unbelievable. It's very, very cheap. Get in there now. Why wouldn't you do it?
I don't know.
I don't know why people just start
Maybelline,
rushing there.
Rimmel, what? Sally Hansen, Revlon, Nude by Nature.
Nude by Nature, Jim, half price.
L'Oreal, all half price.
Vitamins or vitamins, as people say, half price.
Yes.
They do say vitamins.
We go with vitamins, Bill, I think, in this country.
No, I think a few people vitamins, go right from South Australia.
Well, whoever you say, they're half price at Chemist Warehouse.
Online? Half price. Home delivery?
Click and collect, fast delivery options. Sale ends 25th of September, so make sure you go in, treat yourself or buy someone a gift. Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now.
Second half, Chris Lewis coming up shortly from the Melbourne Storm ahead of their elimination final. We've got an idiot song. We've got a really bad joke.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that about to come. I'm here at the Triple MCG, of course, Fat at Home.
What's it like there at the MCG, please, Jim?
Beautiful. Right. It is beautiful. Flags barely fluttering, about 20 degrees or just a tick underneath. I can see Big Maxie Gorn wandering around with the beanie on. And Jake Lever getting ready for this game between Brisbane and Melbourne. By the way, the Bills Rabbits did a nice number on the Rams, the reigning Super Bowl champs. Absolutely pounded them.
31-10, first game of the NFL season.
First game of the NFL. Geez, the Chiefs wandered in, and Naif Brown's wandered in. Geez, they're early, the boys.
Jim.
Getting early prep in, yes.
Just with the death of the Queen, the England Cricket Board has announced that there will be no play between England and South Africa at the Oval. So they just halted that. Golf
British
at Went-
Masters, yeah.
Golf at Wentworth has been stopped. That's a couple of days off there. The Premiership Rugby Cup on Thursday over there in England has been postponed. The British Horse Racing Authority has suspended all events for 2 days. And the English Football League has also postponed its 2 games on Friday.
And there'll be a minute's silence ahead of the game tonight and tomorrow night in the AFL as well.
And there was some talk that the Brownlow Medal might be moved because that's when the funeral might be.
Potentially.
Potentially. Yeah. Who knows that? We'll find out more there. But the big game tonight, of course, Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions. Joe Danaher out. That is big, big news there. They've drifted out by $1.10. They're out
I can't believe that.
$4.60 now, the Lions.
$4.60 in a two-horse race.
Spot on there. They dropped Robinson and Matheson, who are two hard nuts. I thought one of them might have played. Pryor and McEnany's out, of course, with that concussion. So they've dropped a few there. So you'd think Melbourne win that game and win it pretty easy, Jim.
Well, you're much more of a punter than I am. In fact, I'm not a punter at all. But they don't get it wrong too often.
No.
The markets, and that is ridiculous.
The only thing is, they bring in, and we spoke about this, bring in a small type forward. I don't know who you bring in. I think they've brought in Fullerton.
Yep.
And he's a big lumbering sort of a bloke. You'd rather go with maybe a Lester or a Matheson or a Pryor, someone like that can run a bit, and just get the dirty ball in there, because if it's going to go long and high, guess what? Jakey Lever and May and these guys and Petty are just going to line up and mark it, Jim. So they've got to try something different there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember last time they played, there was some fireworks.
Oh, yeah, a bit of
Dane Zorko.
That'll be interesting.
Well, the crowd will be interesting with the Zork.
What will be the crowd?
Highly likely to let him know. Well, it'll have to be 70-plus, wouldn't it? Beautiful night.
Yeah, righto. Melbourne, that one. And then Collingwood, Freo. This is going to be a more close game, you would have thought. Guess what? Freo, no change, Jim. First time in 2 years, no change.
I'm not so sure about that. I'd like to think, I'd love it to be a close game, but I think Collingwood are considerably better than Freo.
They are. But Freo, mate, they're going all right. They come back last week. I thought that was unbelievable. They could have thrown it in. And I don't mind their forward line. We don't, you know, there's no real standouts there. Lob's going pretty well. But they do kick goals and they harass and chase. So I don't mind them, to be honest, tonight. And Collingwood have had a great run. They've been fantastic. They've only made one change. Bianco comes in there. So, look, Collingwood favourites, but wouldn't surprise me if Freo win. And if they win, they're going to stay in Melbourne, Jim.
I saw that.
Don't
they then have to go to Sydney?
Well, they'll fly from Melbourne, yeah.
From Melbourne, right.
So interesting.
That's a very interesting thing to preempt before you even get there. But now, I think Collingwood have been brilliant fat for about 3 months.
Yes.
They were very good in losing to the Cats.
There was only
a heads bobbing number, that one. So I think they'll advance.
Right, then.
And be a dangerous prelim finalist for Sydney to contend with.
And then Melbourne win and they take on the Cats.
That'll make your fat bald head a bit nervous, won't it?
Well, we'll see. We'll worry.
Reigning premier?
Yeah, we'll
in a
worry,
prelim?
Worry about that next week, Jim. No good worrying now and losing sleep.
I'm just liking you getting a bit nervous. You're getting a bit twitchy.
Who's calling tonight?
The
Friday
Chief
Huddle Boys.
Nafer here, so they're
Howie?
Definitely going to be tearing
Howie?
The shreds. I can see Damo's four-eyed head behind me.
How's his
the
hair?
Duke, Howie.
Yes.
Friday night team will do a magnificent. She's here early.
What do you Never do? Seen. What do you do with the superstar in the midfield there, Jim? What's his name?
Who?
Lockie Neal.
Neal.
Someone will go to him, Fat. Someone will look after him tonight. We need to get going because we cannot hold Chris Lewis up from the Storm any longer.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I've had enough. Triple
M. The Melbourne Storm have a huge final up against Canberra tomorrow night. One of their stars, Chris Lewis, joins us.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Left footstep, gets another offload away. Lewis cuts back in mid. It's a try.
Oh, if you don't mind, huge game tomorrow at the Amy Park, of course, Amy Stadium there. The Storm take on Canberra Raiders, elimination final. And we welcome Chris Lewis to the Rush Hour. Hey, Louie.
Hey, how you going?
Mate, huge game, isn't it, tomorrow night, 5:40 at Amy Stadium?
Yeah, it's a big game for us, obviously. Loser goes home, so we're looking to take advantage of our home ground advantage, get some fans in there and get the win.
Well, speaking of which, won your last four there. In fact, have an incredible record there across the whole season. So it's a place you're comfortable playing, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, we get our own supporters and, you know, we haven't been there for a few years. So when we get in there and we get to, you know, see everyone piling in, it certainly gets you going and really exciting to be back there playing tomorrow night.
Had Billy Slater down at training during the week. What did Billy say?
Billy says a lot of things. I understand some of it. He's an incredible incredible man. He has an incredible understanding of the game. So he's down there helping us out. And, you know, obviously lending his expertise and then also his experience in, you know, he's played in a lot of these games before, and he's certainly helping us you know, get used to the sudden death nature of things and sort of helping out.
I think he said, don't change anything, whatever that means.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of, you know, doing. Don't change what you do. What, you know, we can win games of rugby league. It's just a matter of doing those things, you know, harder and faster and, you know, more
Chris,
often than anything we do.
Explain this to someone who doesn't understand why this stat exists. Since the NRL's inception, the modern version, the late 90s,
yes,
no team has won the premiership from outside the top four. Why would that be?
Well, generally the teams that are in the top four have won most games during the year, and they're probably the better football teams. That would be the general.
Yes, there's no travelling thing or extra game. I mean, we have in the AFL, like Western Bulldogs obviously recently did it in 2016, came from nowhere to win it, like almost missed the finals altogether. So it happens in the AFL game, but it's I just thought that was amazing that has never happened. What's going to happen this year, Bill?
Yeah, it's a tough ask, I guess. You don't get the extra bite. You know, you can be knocked out in the first round, but also you've got to you know, play a really physical game. You don't get a week off. So it's sometimes those teams that have come from the bottom have, you know, been beaten up on the way through.
Mm. But you keep winning. Just keep winning and winning. Exactly. And guess what? A different sort of a cat here we got, Jimmy, with Louis. He rides a bike to work, to training, which I don't mind that. And you like crosswords.
Well, I love a crossword. My bike actually recently got stolen, so I've had to be carpooling with my mates, and yeah, I'm everyone's least favourite person at the moment. So, well, we're on the list of everyone.
From training or home?
It was at home. Yeah, it was chained up out the front, and someone took it for a ride, and it's never come back. So, if you see an electric bike out there, that's two I've lost in Richmond. So,
All right, we'll put out an APB. You know what that means, Chris?
It's been something to do with police.
All points bulletin. What kind of make is it?
It's a Leitner. Right. Cruiser.
Right, Oak. And give it back. Or be
not
Chris...
bloody cheap either, your electric bike.
That's right.
No, certainly not. That's why I'm on the Foot Falcon at the moment.
And your relationship, we all always ask about Craig Bellamy, Bellyache. What's your relationship like there?
I get along really well with Craig, actually. He doesn't pick me all the time, so that's a bit annoying. But, he's really good. He's just like a classic sort of country bloke. He enjoys a good laugh, and then when it's, you know, time to get serious, he gets very serious. You know, he can get a bit angry, but, you know, if you get along with him all right, he's a good dude.
Now, qualified school teacher, Bill, teaches history. What, are we talking modern, ancient history? What level of schooling are we dealing with here, Louis?
High school history. So high school history and English, actually, are my teaching areas. So that's a bit of modern and a little bit ancient. But I probably prefer ancient Rome, sort of my favourite area.
Oh, Bill, it was my favourite subject at school.
Right, Jim,
history.
Ask him
absolutely
a question.
Loved it. The old Alexander the Great, explain to me again what his empire was called.
The Macedonian Empire.
That was unbelievable. From, you know, the cradle of civilization branching out, I absolutely loved. No, I loved it. But my kids, Louis, I cannot get them into it. It's their worst subject at school. How do you not want to know where we came from and our history? I don't understand that.
Yeah, a lot of kids do struggle with it, I think, at high school age, because they're probably just, it's not something they're really interested in. But a lot of people will find their niche, the thing they like to study about history once they've left school, and they just got to hope to give them the skills to be able to tell fact from fiction, and hopefully they can work it out once they get a bit older and a bit more mature.
Yeah. And the farm, of course, comes from near, was that anywhere near where you grew up, Fat?
No, I was in the Riverina. I think you're up a bit higher in New South Wales, aren't you, Louis?
Yeah, we're almost on the border of Queensland. What part of the Riverina? My dad's from West Wylong. He did in West Wylong for a while. So.
West Wylong? Well, I kicked the footy over the solo. I don't know if you've heard about this, Chris, but at Maroole, which
shameless.
Is, I went to a wedding at West Wylong one day, dropped into Maroole, kicked this footy over the solo. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't heard of it. I'm from League Country.
All right. But anyway, West Wylong, I was on my way. The Punic Wars and the Garth Age gave Rome supremacy in the Mediterranean, Jim. That's what I remember from my ancient history.
Is that
history.
What you just looked up?
Yes, you did Google that.
Yeah, it's just Wikipedia. I got no idea what it bloody means. I tell you what, it's a big game. Oh, the cheese. We've got to ask you about the cheese. We have him on occasionally. We're not allowed to call him Hectic anymore. It's just the cheese, Brandon Smith, of course. He's not quite there, is he?
But mentally?
Yeah. Well, everything.
Nah.
Physically,
yeah,
mentally.
Nah, he's not quite there physically. That's because of his eating habits, mostly. And mentally, I have to blame his parents, I guess. He's missing something upstairs. So, you know, something's gone horribly wrong for him.
Oh, it has.
We went to, he's got to work on his skincare too. I had to do a photo shoot with him once. And he had a ringworm on his chest, and the makeup artist was constantly having to put a bit of concealer over the ringworm on his chest the whole entire photo shoot. So, yeah, ringworm. So,
who has ringworms?
Yeah, Brandon, I'm telling you.
No one has a ring. It's a big game, elimination final tomorrow at 5:40. Amy Park, of course, back home the Storm, take on the Raiders. And then you win that one, you play the loser of Penrith and Parramatta.
Yeah, that should be that's the plan. Right. See who drops back and see who can take care of.
Yeah. Well, how many people will you get there? Because you got a good membership at the Storm.
Yeah, we've got a really high membership. It's just a matter of getting people through the gates with the AFL on. We've got to get them in and get them to watch the league. So hopefully get close to the sellout. I think it's like nearly 30,000 in there.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, get along, support our boys. They've been magnificent over the journey, and this is a big final series coming up for them. And, Louis, we hope you go really well. We hope you find your bike or someone gives you another one.
Please.
Chris,
good on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That coming from you. You're telling someone to get off the donuts.
Yeah.
But look at your own fat guts.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, an idiot song and a fruity Friday joke still to come.
Can you kick a footy further than Billy?
Your technique when kicking a talk.
Just hold it like that and kick.
If you can, you could win $5,000. Thanks to Bosch Tools, how do you measure up against Billy?
Kick the thing.
All right, this is happening Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
$5,000 from Bosch Tools. Woo-hoo. I've got the list of the top five.
Righto.
And five makes 10 in my book. Thank you, Lewis.
Five contestants, Jim. Three kicks each.
Yes. I like it.
Interesting to see what they'll do.
All right. First up is Jeremy.
Jeremy, my teammates call me Thunder Thighs. Yes. My torps get lost in the skies. Bill challenging me is a mistake. 75 metres is a piece of cake. Yeah. And he's from Fitzroy, is his local club.
Yeah, he kicked a torp from fullback into the centre square in the prelim final this year. So Jez is up and about.
Jez is in.
There's number one. Harry is in there next.
Because I can kick a monster barrel and Bill is washed up. He's from South Melbourne District's footy club, Jimmy Boy.
Yep.
And also has done it, played a bit of footy in his career. So good luck to Harry.
Yeah, one under 19 game by a point when everyone, including us, thought it was a draw.
Yes.
So there's H. Jack is next.
Jackie Boy. Look at Jackie Boy. He won a senior best and fairest, Jim, captaining his school footy team on the MCG in a school footy game. And he kicked a goal from outside 50.
There you go.
Oh, Jackie Boy.
Debuted for Frankston against Collingwood in the VFL, so he can obviously play.
He can play.
Dean is next.
He came sixth. We like this one, Jim, in the TAC Super Boot. That was 19 years ago, the competition there. And I dare say he can play a bit of footy because Norwood out there in the Eastern League's not a bad team.
Also played with his brother, Shane Clayton, premiership player for North Melbourne, 1999.
There you go. So he can play, yes.
All right. Speaking of Shane, he's our final contestant.
Yeah, he plays, what's his highlight? Playing finals footy. That's all he said.
Anyway, Shane.
Baronia, he's from, he will tear a hamstring king at 20 metres, but we'll give Shane-o. He just gets in. He's a contestant number five.
Yes, I like it.
Well, of those five, the person who can kick the furthest will walk away with $5,000 plus a Bosch measuring tools pack. And
Perhaps,
of course,
we covered this off yesterday. It's who can kick the farthest.
First. I'm just reading what Onion has written on the sheet.
Well, Edward Onion, though, he's from Adelaide.
Yeah, true. And
who
so
can
are you.
Kick the farthest will walk
it.
Away with $5,000 plus a Bosch measuring tools pack. Of course, it's all thanks to our mates at Bosch Measuring Tools.
That is a nuts prize.
Especially, bloody, I like it. And I like what's going to happen, Jim, because we've spoken about this. They will kick a drop punt first, and then they've got to go with the Torp. If the Torp doesn't win, doesn't go, what do they do next?
Bill, you are not kicking, by the way.
I might have a little kick.
Mate, Bill, you tried to water ski and tore your hamstring.
Yeah.
You tried to stand on a stationary surfboard.
Yes.
And tore a hamstring.
Exactly.
So you're not kicking anymore.
So I'm due. I'm due for a hammy. No, that'll be good fun. I'm looking forward to it because we've got this magnificent measuring device.
Absolutely.
And we just stand there and it measures 52 metres or 56 metres or whatever. And that's all thanks to?
Bosch, the Bosch Measuring Tools. An idiot song up next to an absolute Billy Joel classic. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
So Matty Haywood in the booth, the genius, he gets bored with the idiot file because he's got that much stuff. It's like 20 minutes worth. And he's like, well, I'll just bump it together and put a little beer opening sound in the middle of it, which is, sums up why Bill can't speak. There it is. So in the end, what I love about him is he went, I just can't keep doing this. I'm going to have to go a different way.
Right.
So he invented the idiot song.
Yes.
Where in the middle of the lyrics of a famous song, he can wedge your stuff in there.
Yeah, that's good.
This one I like, Billy Joel. Enjoy.
And also Nick Kyrgios defeated the Tanzi Kokkinakis. Yes.
Tanzi.
He likes to go with that on centre court.
So his first name's not Tanzi.
What is it then, Raps?
Tanasi.
Tanzi.
Tananzi.
Tana.
Anyway, he's out. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray. I don't ask for more. Much. I just want... John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Oscar Piastri. It's hard to say.
It isn't hard to say.
Oscar Piastri.
No, it's not even
Piastri. Mario, James Dean, Ramsey Warren. Randall, the king and I, and the catcher in the right. Who crossed and named the Campese?
Hot. It was always burning
since the world's been turning.
It's the Rush Hour.
We didn't start the fire. But we tried to fight it. Little Rock, Pasternak, Mickey Mantle, Kerouac, Sputnik, Joe and I, Bridge on the River Quiet. Because I, me, Big Wilbur, Anthony, William Brownless, went one-on-one with the great Shaquille... When have you seen on a plane unusual?
Oh, there we are.
That, huh?
That's the craft right there. Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal,
suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets. What is the Barangaroo?
Barangaroo? Rock
and roller cola wars. I seriously can't do this anymore.
So to cheer her up, I brought her an identical one. I brought an identical one.
Now it might just have cancelled each other out.
Equilibrium.
Oh my God.
Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh my God.
It's a week out of
me Jing.
Jing.
So Rabbits,
yep. Good song.
I actually appeared in Nuff Nuff last Saturday.
You did.
Because of how carefully I said Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
And it's because Idiot, just sitting there next to you, called him Shit Quail, as we just heard. And I then said it the next time and thought, what is his actual name? Because it wasn't what Bill just said.
Shaq. So
that's how I ended up.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
This is the influence you have, Bill, on us.
I know.
We lose
very
all our
influential.
Confidence.
The Jing happened on this day 2 weeks ago, and it's living rent free in my head.
Is it?
No.
Jing. I like Jing. Actually,
Bill,
you look like a Jing.
You branded him Shit Quail.
I did not. Shaq. Because we're mates. We like that. LOLs. So we are good mates. But good song,
well
Matt. Great
well
song.
Done,
well done,
very,
Matty.
Very well done.
Just a bit of bullying.
All right, so Not bullying, just turning the stuff you say on air around.
Just fact.
No bullying attached to it.
I don't think I say all that. Doesn't come from this.
Really?
Something that does come from that is a Fruity Friday joke.
Oh, no.
It's 10 minutes away on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Straight after us, it is the Friday huddle before a huge game between Melbourne and Brisbane.
Yes. Well, it could not be said better, Bill. This place is immaculate. It's 20 degrees, barely any wind. You couldn't ask for a better setting to play a game of football this important.
Oh, Joe Danaher would have been handy.
And then the Saturday rub tomorrow. And then, JB, you're on our Saturday night coverage with Brian and Ross Lyon and Joey Montagna.
And Ross the Boss and their little the Greek Wombat.
Yes, he's good. He's going all right, like the Greek Wombat.
That's all very good. This has been an unbelievably good show.
Oh, I think so.
So let's finish it strong with something fruity.
Yeah, sorry.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, no.
'Cause you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh!
Jimmy, you wouldn't believe what happened to me the other day.
What happened to you the other day?
I accidentally filled the Escort up with diesel. Unfortunately, she died.
Oh, no. Oh, Bill, that's actually disgraceful.
That's a joke.
Like, Bill, that's appalling. Bill, that's on so many levels not acceptable as a joke.
Has anyone got an Escort anymore?
Oh, my God.
A car, Jim. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. That's one of those ones where you just put your hands up and sort of quietly walk away as if nothing just happened.
All right. What do you reckon, Rabs? Oh, Rabs.
Bill. Bill.
No.
That is not good enough.
No.
That's not at the level.
Actually, I don't mind this song, to be honest.
Generous as plastic.
You have been. You've
that
been.
Was
I'll
shit.
Give that.
Yeah.
Woolly bully. I like this song anyway. I don't care.
Well, and it's apt that you're playing it, Rabs, because the NFL started and it rings out around the stadiums in America after a touchdown, so I like it.
Does it?
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.